A dentist?
I now live in Afton, and I'm still getting that question from people. Fast forward 33 years to 2013. There were a lot of changes in my life, but the one constant was Dr. Bowen and now his son, Dr. John. Let me tell you, when the dentist and his staff is that good and your teeth and smile are at stake, it's worth every dollar in gas.
For a free consultation, call Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm afraid this rover.
The DJ of the future is going to be a respected member of the community.
Crossed over.
when's that gonna happen?
What?
Well, yeah. Future. Not now.
Oh, okay. Oh, the future.
Could be a long time in the future.
And we're not DJs.
No.
DJs are disc jockeys.
All right.
We don't spin discs. Actually, nobody does. So we're not DJs. And what did it say? DJs of the future will be respected?
Member of society, yeah.
Well, maybe it could be a DJ because the music is now digital, so it could be digital jockey.
That's a good
that's
answer.
That is a good answer.
Yeah.
Well, who's got the high voice in the room?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Holly.
Oh, no, it's Holly, everybody. In fact, she just keeps coming back. We told her, don't come back. She came back anyway.
I'm a glutton for punishment.
Yeah, you are. So I get, first of all, welcome everybody. I have to do that, be polite, make sure people know they're welcome. And I got an email from a guy, and in it, he said, and this really threw me, he said about Holly on the show, he said that I flirt with you.
What?
What?
Yeah, my reaction. What's he talking about?
I haven't noticed that.
No.
When did I ever do that?
I haven't seen any of that.
Well, thank you. Because what I do is sexual harassment.
Yeah.
It's not flirting. It's blatant sexual harassment. I don't ever... I'm insulted by the flirting word.
Yes. Yeah. There's no...
That's for
pansies. There's no mirage to it.
Yeah, that's for amateurs.
Flirting you can do with anyone.
Yeah, that's amateurs can flirt. You got to really know how to sexually harass women and to do what I do. So thank you for not considering it flirting. I appreciate that. All right, I'm going to, I told Peon this, and I told Dan this, and I told Holly this. I'm going to tell you, this will be maybe the worst show we've ever had, and here's the reason. I like to gamble, and I like it a lot. I like it too much, and so I left here yesterday, and I went to the casino. That put me at the casino at about 6:30. I left the casino at 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh.
And I don't do well with like 2 hours of sleep. I can't do it. There are people, the 3 or 4 hours sleep, boom, that's all they need.
You had to get up early today, too?
Well, I didn't have to, but I have an inconsiderate wife who makes noise.
Yeah. Does she even bother calling you anymore? Because
no,
she
quit
used
that.
To get
she
the
used
call.
To call me like 2 or 3 in the morning.
What,
what
are you
in
doing?
The
Where
world?
Are you?
Now she just doesn't do that. She just rolls over. It's 4. He's not here. Back to sleep.
Or do you pull the
Bob? He's still gone.
My phone
you can
went
still
dead.
No, no,
thing?
No. I say I'm in the casino gambling.
What I love is the. Oh, my phone went out of charge.
No. I don't. I'm real upfront about it. I am at the casino because she used to call. Do you know what time it is? And I'd say, oh, hang on. Because I didn't. I'd lose track of time. I'd go, oh, it's 3 o'clock. She'd go, yeah, it's 3 o'clock. What are you doing? I said, I'm gambling. And by the way, now that you call me, I'll have a horrible streak. Dan, you know how that goes. They ruin your streak. I could be doing pretty well, and then the call comes.
Yep.
And honest to goodness, poker hands that aren't even a pair of anything.
All the momentum is lost.
Gone.
Yep.
Now, here's the other thing I want to just address to you other casino sickos, okay, who are like me and you stay up and you play this stuff. I don't do the table games because I don't like people and I don't want people coughing on me or talking to me. And if you sit at a table, you're going to get that guy.
Right. You just visiting or you live here?
I don't want to be next to that guy. And I don't want some schmuck at the table going, hey, I thought I had money on what game you're playing. I thought I had a chip out there. I don't want to get into that. So I just play the machines, video poker. But here's what, and I'm going to be brutally honest because most people would not be this honest with you. And it happened last night. Guy to my left is playing a video poker machine. He gets a royal flush. For those of you who don't know what a royal flush is, it's ace down, ace, king, jack, queen, ten. Same suit. Okay, any of the four suits, it's a royal flush. It's pretty tough to get, but I've probably had 50 of them. Look, that's how much I gamble. So this guy gets one, and he's playing dollar slots. Now, a royal flush is 4,000 points. If you're playing quarters, it's 4,000 quarters, so it's $1,000. If you're playing 50-cent video poker, it's 2,000. It's 50 cents on the dollar of the 4,000. So he happens to have just switched to dollars. Boom, royal flush. Now, he has to announce it to everyone. Holy SH, he says. I got the royal. I got the royal. Now, here's a piece of advice. And then he yells out, $4,000. Yeah, $4,000. All right, my advice to that guy, if I had chosen to give him any, I didn't talk to the guy, because here's the other thing. When you do that, people around you hate your guts. They're not happy for you. Some people, Dan, you've seen them. Hey, congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
What they mean is burn in hell.
I should have been on that machine.
It should have been me. Yeah. I was going to sit there. Scumbag, shut up. That's what they mean when they say, hey, wow, congratulations. They're not happy for you. So don't announce it. Don't yell out how much you got, especially if it's $4,000, because here's what could happen. In a casino, any casino, there are some desperate people walking around who've lost everything.
Yes.
And they know you have $4,000. They watch you get paid.
Yes.
And they might follow you to your car.
Exactly.
Over the head with a tire iron. So don't do that.
No.
I wanted to say to this guy, hey, numbskull. Shut up. What's the matter with you? I think I'll follow you to your car. I've lost some money here. Maybe I'll just follow you. Don't do that. And nobody's happy for you.
No, I like the people that if you're on a machine and you hit something and they walk by and they go, I was just on that machine.
Oh, my goodness. It happens all the time.
Yeah. I just left that machine.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I was going to sit there. Yeah.
I warmed it up for you.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah. Yeah. I warmed it up for you. No, you didn't. It's nothing to do with you. None of this money is yours. Go away.
What my parents have taught me, and my husband Scott did this in Vegas, is not playing the max bet.
Oh, well, that is the worst thing you can
awful
do.
Advice.
Oh, tell me about
that's
it.
That's the worst mistake you can make.
Your parents and your husband tell you to not play
no,
max
No.
Bet?
My parents have taught me that my entire life.
Your parents are wrong.
Don't play the max bet?
No. They taught me to play the max bet.
Yeah.
Don't ever
No, that's
play
the number
max
one
bet.
Rule. That's the
absolutely
top of the...
So when we went to Vegas a couple months ago, my daughter...
Where did you go in Vegas? What hotel?
We stayed at the Mandalay Bay.
Well, la-di-da.
Pretty ritzy.
Well, because I was all about the pool because I don't like to gamble that much, but I liked it more than I thought I did.
What do you wear at the pool? Two-piece? See, there
sometimes.
I go flirting again.
Oh, man.
That's not flirting.
That's not flirting.
That's just curiosity. I care about people.
Yeah.
I care about what you do and about you. So what do you wear at the pool?
I have a two-piece.
Is it like a little bitty two-piece?
It's not that little bitty, Frank. I'm pretty old.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever you say.
But,
so you're gambling. Go ahead.
So one night, my daughter, my husband, and I are playing a machine.
Is it mesh, or is it like a see-through thing? Or
mesh.
I'm thinking about the machine. I'm like, what? So we're, hitting max bet every time. I've told he and my daughter.
Him
and my daughter. I know.
She'll get used to this.
My mom told me, Frank is like me, wrong grammar is like, chalk you know, nails
on the grammar. I'm the grammar police.
And so is my mother.
Okay, go back to your story.
So, anyway, we're hitting max bet every time. He hits one, you know, one bet or...
Oh, he didn't play the max. He just played a single...
Yes.
Yeah. And by accident, or was he doing it all along?
No, because he doesn't understand the severity of
he
not doing
that
it.
He thinks he's saving money. He can gamble longer.
You can play longer. Exactly. Yeah. You can play longer.
For those of you who don't play, think of it this way. You can play one. Let's say you're playing quarters. You can play 1 to 5 quarters. You can bet one quarter on a hand. You can bet 2 quarters. But if you bet all 5, you get a shot at the big prize. If you don't bet all 5, you don't get the big pay.
Well, with slots, too, it's the same thing.
Same way.
Yeah.
Right. So he's betting 1 quarter, 2 quarters. He's not doing the
Well, we were hitting max bet every single time. Of course, he reaches over the one time that, before I could catch him, hits the one.
One bet.
Royal flush.
Idiot.
Which.
Scott, I'm sorry if you're listening. I don't know you. Idiot.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, the next day, my whole family.
So that would normally be 1,000. So how much was it with just 1 quarter?
We won about $150.
Oh.
Yeah, of course, it was a late part of the night. Yeah.
Hey, I won the Royal.
Oh, boy.
Forget it, everybody. Forget it.
Yeah. So that is a good lesson for everyone to know.
No, always bet the max. If you can't afford to do that, don't go in there.
Right.
Play penny machines and nickel machines and bet the max, for goodness sake.
Oh, no. Not necessarily with the penny slots, because... there's like 45 lines.
Well, you got to be careful because some penny slots, if you bet the max, you think it's like
a $5 spin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or more.
Yes. Yeah. So it's not always.
You got to understand how many the max bet. If max bet means 40 credits, that's 40 cents, not a penny. It's
right.
40. If max bet is 500, it's $5.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
But a lot of people don't know
that. No.
Now the other thing that happened last night, and this happens regularly, is these screamers, these people that hit something and they lose their minds. You can hear them across the casino, and the crowd gathers
around.
And
they won like $200 or $300.
$200! Yeah. They were playing a nickel machine, and she yells, "I got the Royal!" Well, first of all, the light doesn't even light up. The light only lights up if they have to come pay you,
yeah,
if it's $1,200 or more.
That'll spit out a voucher for
that. So when I saw the light didn't light up, I thought, okay, this is one of these $100 maniacs that goes crazy because she won $100. And it's exactly what it was. She's playing a nickel.
To them, it is a big deal, I guess, you're playing a nickel every year.
Yes, but... My goodness, don't act like you just had $1,000,000 or something. Come on, you'd make a fool out of yourself. And everybody gathers around, and then you can see the people's faces.
I walked over here for this.
I
left my machine for this.
Yeah, it's great. Casino is the greatest people watching. It is. It's the greatest people watching place in the world.
Everybody is curious if somebody hits something. If they hear a machine going off, everybody kind of walks over and they want to walk by and kind of be inconspicuous.
And then there's all the goofy superstitions about, well, that machine's it's not hot now.
Because
it paid off. That same machine could pay off again 2 seconds later.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with anything.
The people that touch the screen.
Thank you. Oh, no.
I haven't seen that.
They rub it like they're waiting for something to...
They rub it like they're putting lotion on it. They sit there. Thank you. I forgot about that. And they have this ritual they go through.
And they change the way they hit a button, too, sometimes.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. You know what? Even if I didn't gamble, I think I'd still just go there and watch these people.
Yeah.
They're out of their minds. It's just, you folks who don't gamble, seriously, go to the casino, get a drink, a Coke. They're usually free. And just kind of walk around and watch these sick people like me and watch us do our thing in the casino. And the dirtiest, filthiest mouths and the worst behaved people are the richest people. If you go, there's a casino that I've been to out in California, and they have, it's called the Primrose Room. It's the high roller room.
Oh,
yeah. And what that means is, if you play anything in there, every bet, the minimum each bet's going to be is $5. I mean, that's the very lowest. You don't even really deserve to be in that room if you're betting $5, but you can. And when those really rich people get in there, they're filthy. Their mouths are. They're those people that they have so much money that none of the rules apply to them. Mother effer! Yeah. I can't believe it. Oh, yeah. I thought I was going to get that third ace. F me, you know. And nobody says anything to them because they're rich and they're throwing a lot of money out there, so they just let it go. And
usually, it seems the craps table is the loudest too.
That's a loud place.
It is.
Yeah,
but you will have a pit boss come up and say if somebody's sitting at a table and they're screaming out expletives.
Not
like
in the
that.
Rich people room.
Yeah, the pit boss will come up and say you have to.
Now here's the problem talking about this is because I got 100 stories.
You want to go tonight?
No. actually I am going tonight, but to dinner with somebody, but it happens to be in the casino. I hope I don't get weak. My wife and I were at Caesar's Palace. This is a few years ago. And we stood and watched. It's actually pronounced baccarat. Some people call it baccarat. It's French. It's baccarat. And it's a game for idiots because it was created for a French king who was mentally challenged. You can't say retarded anymore. But at the time, I read it, he was mentally retarded. So now he'll be mentally challenged. He was not very smart. He's low IQ. So they created a game where he didn't have to do anything. And baccarat is banker, player, banker, player. You bet on the banker or you bet on the player, the bank or the player. And that's it. You don't do it. It's not like blackjack. Hit me, stay, double down. You just sit there and you put your money on the bank or the player. And they do the rest. So that's why the game was created, for people who have no brain. But somehow or other, it has become the game of very wealthy people, and they have these special baccarat tables.
That and Asian people.
Yes.
The Asians
love to gamble.
And then they yell. And I took a friend of mine, and I said, we got to go by the baccarat table, because they will yell out that when they want a face card, they'll go, show me monkey! Show me monkey! They yell that.
I've never heard.
Oh, yeah.
Baccarat and Pai Gal.
What does that mean? Yeah.
They play Pai Gal.
You know what?
I don't get that
Pai Gal scares me.
It's dice, too, right? It's cards and dice.
I just look at it and go, I'll never figure that out.
No, I can't. I don't know how to play either.
I don't play it. So this guy's at the baccarat table, and my wife and I are watching him play because he has a stack. And this is the other fascinating thing to do is people with money. He's got a stack of like $100,000. I'm not exaggerating. It was that kind of money, because at one point he's really losing. So he stands up and he takes the stack of these chips and he throws them out on either bank or player. And he says, all of it, $50,000.
Whoa.
$50,000.
Wow.
And the whatever you call the guy behind the table, he said,
boss.
Mr. Foster, or whatever his name was, they knew him well. Mr. Foster, you know that's above the table limit. The table limit was something like, you know, $2,000 a hand. I don't give a F what the limit is. You know who I am. They go, yes, Mr. Foster, calm down. And he starts cursing and yelling. They said, Mr. Foster, if you want to bet that money in chunks of two, fine, but we cannot take. He reaches down and gathers all the chips up and throws them in every direction. Just slings them. And I'm not kidding. Every chip is like $1,000. I'm thinking, if one of them would just fly my way,
yeah,
I'll stand
up
on it. And then when everybody clears away, I'll put it in my pocket. And they all hit the deck and got down literally and picked up every chip from that area of the casino where he threw them against the wall. They picked them up and handed them back to him.
Wow.
And I'm sure nothing was missing. And they said, Mr. Foster, or whatever his name was, I'm sorry you're upset. Damn right I'm upset. Only he didn't say it that way. He said, that's it. F you, all of you. I'll never be in this effing casino again. I'll take my money somewhere else where they'll let me bet $50,000. And he storms out of there. And we just, what do you say? I mean, we're stunned.
Yeah,
we've never seen anything like this. And they just kind of looked at each other and smiled like they knew he'd be back. That's just him.
That's just how he is. He cusses us out.
We watched, again, at Caesars, we watched a Greek guy. He looked just like Aristotle Onassis. He was playing a blackjack, and they roped off the table and gave him the whole table. He played all seven spots. And he was playing $15 a hand, every hand on each position. Okay? A lot of money. My wife and I stood there. They had a security guard there, armed. And his nephew was there. He was Greek, and he didn't speak English very well. So his nephew was one of his bodyguards. And I know this because while he was playing, I just happened to speak. Sometimes if you don't ask, you don't know. And I just said, are you with that gentleman? He goes, my uncle. He loves to gamble. And he plays maybe 15 minutes. And then he just, he makes a gesture like, forget about it. This is just not my night. And he turns to his nephew and says something in Greek. And the nephew says to the pit boss, or the guy, he says, my uncle wants to know what he owes you. He had a marker, and he was going to write a check. Now, 15 minutes this guy played, and the guy says, it's Mr. Janopoulos, or whatever his name was, it's $80,000.
Oh.
And he turns to his nephew, and his nephew hands him a checkbook, and he writes out the check, and he shakes everybody's hand and thanks them. Maybe another night, you know. And
wow.
Can you imagine?
Unbelievable. I mean, it's a great study of people. We're gonna take our first. I didn't really mean to get on that, but I had to clear my conscience of how stupid I was. Staying out there till that late this morning because I can't function like that. I just can't do that. And I wish I didn't like it. And it's funny because last night when I walked in, they had a table set up at the entrance, and it was counselors. I've never seen this before.
Really?
And it was for the Something Commission for Responsible Gaming.
Wow.
And the lady handed me, you know, these stress things you squeeze,
yeah.
These rubber things?
Yeah, rubber balls.
She says, here. And I said, what's that? She says, it's a stress squeezy or whatever. You squeeze it. And I said, who are you? What is this? She says, Something for Responsible Gaming. I said, oh, no, thank you.
I said,
I like irresponsible gambling. That's the only kind that's fun.
So were you hitting stuff to keep you going? So you were up and down all night?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But what happens with me is I get down and I get way down.
Yeah.
And then I go, well, I'm going till I get back.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep going. And sometimes there is no back. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes there is. Sometimes in one hand, you get everything back. But you're not going to. Here's the gambler's mentality. You're not going to get that hand if you don't keep playing.
I know.
But to keep playing can also mean that you're digging a bigger hole. I'm telling you, man, it's sick. It just is. I love it. Okay, we got to do some business or we'll be out of time and this show will be over before you know it. First Community Credit Union. That's another thing. Yeah, they make it awfully easy to get money with your own money.
Oh.
And you know, I don't use an ATM. I never use an ATM. The only ATM I have ever used is in a casino. Never used one out in the street, in the first community. Never. Don't use ATMs. I just try to have enough cash that I'll have whatever I need. But sometimes you get there in that environment, and you realize you're out of the money you brought, and you're still wanting to get back. I'll show them. I'll just draw out some money, and I'm going to kick their butts. First Community Credit Union is the debit card that I use. We do all our banking there. We have had loans there. We have had savings there. Still do checking there. We get our popcorn there. No need to popcorn anymore. If you're going to watch a movie, just swing by First Community Credit Union before you go home to watch the movie. Grab a couple of bags of popcorn. It's better than you can pop. And as long as it's going to be summer till Labor Day, there are popsicles for all the members. If you're not a member and you want a popsicle, we'll treat you. It's on us. You go in and say, I'm AM and the PM, and those guys said I could have a popsicle. But we'd love for you to start banking there with us. Become a member with us. You won't be sorry. You'll be glad you did. It's not the top of your priority list. I get that. But it's a great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. It looks like we've got an accident. It's on westbound 70 just after 94, blocking the right lane. Traffic is already a little slow between 270 and the Blanchet Bridge. Looking at southbound 270, volume just getting started now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44 looks pretty good. Southbound 55, no delays in downtown. Eastbound 64, 40. You are slowing from Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Start a new summertime tradition with the frozen cherry limeade from St. Louis Bread Company. Throughout August, it's chill time with half-off frozen drinks between 3 and 5 p.m. Stop in and chill out at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and the Big 550 KTRS are teaming up to help fight cancer with a Nestle Purina Radiothon, Thursday, August 22nd. For more, go to KTRS.com.
This is Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show. I want to suggest that when you once again try to walk out on that rickety old deck that looks like it's going to rot away, you call Outdoor Living and get somebody to take a look at that thing before someone gets hurt. At Outdoor Living, you'll get some new ideas. Look at some of the new materials and get an estimate on installation or just the materials if you want to build it yourself. And they'll show you how. Or why not have a deck added on if you don't have one? It'll add beauty, value, and use space to your home. The folks at Outdoor Living and their beautiful new Just Hose It Off and Forget It materials will make your outdoor living a joy that will last forever. Give them a call at 314-966-3325 or visit them at their beautiful showroom right there at Big Ben and I-44. The website is outdoorlivinginc.com. Don't waste another summer without a visit to the folks who built my deck. Outdoor Living.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive, anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive, so therefore you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea Mitzer Fixin'. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential and commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch It and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch It and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
Every time you pull up to your home, you notice it. Your neighbors notice it too. Your paint is chipping, peeling, fading. So you're going to paint your house yourself? I don't think so. You're going to pay someone else every few years to paint? That makes no sense. The solution? RhinoShield, a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line, with RhinoShield, you will never have to paint your house again. Guaranteed. Perfect for wood, brick, stucco, even vinyl. And unlike vinyl, no mold, no mildew, no kidding. Call today for your free estimate, 877-25-RHINO. It's more affordable than you think, 877-25-RHINO.
Go pay, go Don't Rhino, go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield.
Rhino Shield is more affordable than you think. For your free estimate, call 877-25-RHINO or on the web at 877-25-RHINO.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and, well, more homework. They've got the formula for success. The best products plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
Hi, Tom Baudette. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Lit some fuses, apparently, with this gambling discussion. So I'm going to do one bit of business, because I found out this works better this way, and that opens us up so we have some time to talk, and we'll talk about whatever it is you folks are calling about. So just please hang on, be patient one more minute. While I drove to, my wife actually brought me to work today, and boy, do I not like that. Holy cow. That's another story. But we came out 40, and we passed that that new Taubman Prestige.
Right.
Yeah.
You cannot believe the parking lot right now at that place.
Just packed.
You remember when you go at Christmas to the Galleria? And remember when the Galleria just opened?
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't park
just
within 2 miles of that place?
Yeah.
That's what that lot looks like right now. It's unbelievable.
Well, what are they saying? People from 300 miles around.
Yeah.
Well, they must have done their homework and their research, because they're there. They're there from somewhere, and they're packing the place, which is good for a meanies, because while you're there, while you're at this outlet thing, just hop on over to a meanies a few feet down the road. And my guess is you're going to be as impressed with the meanies as you are with any of this new stuff that's out there. And I don't know what's out there. I'm sure there's some nice stores. But they don't have one store like a meanies in that one or the other one that's about to open down the road. And I can't wait to see the traffic for that thing, because they're not going to be finished with the newcomers to this mall. But you got to see a meanies while you're out there, because they can have 500 stores, and there won't be one like a meanies. Area rugs and Jaffe lighting and games and games and more games. And just a store like nobody else's. And their patio furniture business, that's the single biggest category for them through Labor Day. So they're still selling lots of patio furniture. And maybe fall is the time you buy your patio furniture, end of summer. You're not going to find better patio furniture. This is the highest quality patio furniture. If you want junk and cheap furniture, go somewhere else. If you want furniture that's going to last you a long, long time, and when your friends sit on it, they're going to go, wow, this is nice, it's nicer than the furniture we have in our house. That's the quality, the patio furniture at Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S, under the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley, aminis.com. We got a bunch of phone calls here. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We start with Greg. Greg, how are you?
Hey, what's up? Hey, man, that Dan has some voice, doesn't he? Wow.
Dan has the best voice in the room.
I mean, he sounds like Barry White over the phone.
Yeah, I know. I hate it.
He's got a cold, too, he said. So.
When you have a cold, it actually helps your voice if you're in business.
I was waiting for someone to pick up, and then Dan, he scared me.
Greg, he also milks it when he answers the phone. When callers call, he goes,
I think he does.
He throws the Barry White thing
Big
in there. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, you know, you're talking about gambling. Have you ever been to a bingo hall?
Never have.
Oh, bingo. Oh, my goodness.
Bingo's too tame for me and too slow.
Yeah, but bingo.
It's got the crazies, though, too.
Oh,
man. You talk about the people rubbing the machines
yes.
in the casino. I mean, they have statues and bobbleheads.
Dan's an expert on casino. Bingo. Bingo.
They set up a bunch of tchotchkes in front of them. They have all their little good luck charms.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, my brother, he seems to be a gambler like you, Frank, in terms of staying there all night. I mean, when he comes to visit, And if we go to the casino, we have to go in separate cars because he'll be there all night.
Well, and what people can't understand, my wife can't understand, is I have a very short attention span. I don't, there's nothing else that I can stick with like that. But what happens is you literally get lost. I don't think about anything else. I don't know what time it is. I have no clue it's 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Until and my brother, when we go, he doesn't like for people to sit next to him or talk to him, including me.
No, I don't either.
And I mean, he's like, hey, why don't you go somewhere else? So he'll tell you that.
No, you want to get lost in it, and you don't want to be distracted. You want
because he's superstitious, you know.
I'm not. I just like the solitude of it.
He, you know, he presses the button or pulls the lever, and he closes his eyes.
Oh my God! Oh boy. Well, he's sick like me in a different way.
Take care now.
All right, Greg. Thank you.
All
right. Greg, longtime listener. I believe he's a black person.
Yes. He told us he was before he's called in.
Okay. Let me make it clear. That's okay. We allow black people to be on the show.
Of course.
In fact, we take great pride. In fact, Peon has said a couple of times, he says, how many black listeners do you think we have? And I said, I don't know, but it's amazing. When I hit a topic and we need some info from the black community, boom, the lines just light up like crazy. I don't know how we got lucky enough to get that. What we don't play.
But like I've said before, what we talk about here, it doesn't.
It's not black and white.
No,
it's just life. It's just, and it's a great example of how color doesn't matter because your kids are your kids, and gambling is gambling, and eating is eating, and if you like
talking
cars,
about funny things,
I've always been thrilled when anybody from the black community calls, because I don't know that we deserve that audience, but we got it somehow, so we're glad we do, as well as any other audience. Blind people, you know, when we ask something about blind, the blind people call.
Mm-hmm.
So. Whatever it is, I'm happy that we have them. Norman, how are you?
Oh, well, pretty good. One thing I don't like on TV, yeah. This one lady coming out above a swimming pool, showing her hind end, and showing her in a hotel room. This fellow trying to get off of this bed, in queen-size bed, in a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
She pushed him down on the bed.
Uh-huh.
Several times.
Well, I don't like when scantily clad women come out of the pool.
That's how had they put on TV.
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree with you.
Advertised beer.
Couldn't agree with you more.
I don't like that.
Okay, Norman, I couldn't agree with you more. Scantily clad women coming out of the pool and pushing me down on the bed. No, thank you.
Get it off my television.
Yeah.
Get off my TV.
Right.
All right, Norman, anything else?
One thing I have on my mind, too. Stop this drug trafficking out on the streets and that.
Okay.
Like the new malls opening up,
mm-hmm.
like you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I open prayers, no drugs out there. Ladies pushing drugs, men pushing drugs.
In the mall? In the new malls?
Yeah.
I don't believe
that type of thing.
Have you personally encountered that? You go to the mall and somebody tries to sell you drugs, Norman?
Mm. Or just some. Norman? Thing like that.
Norman, when you say you go to the new mall and they're pushing drugs on you, has that happened to you?
Not so far, but
well, how do you know
I've heard things like that happening.
Hmm. I've never heard anybody say, I went out to that new mall and everybody's trying to push drugs on me. I haven't heard that. Thanks for letting us know that.
I hope that never happens.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I do too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Norman. Okay.
Well, good day.
Good day to you.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Thank you, Paul.
Norman's a scary word.
Well, Norman wants to make sure he's putting the word out. Don't be pushing drugs on people.
Get the flesh off the TV and the drugs out of the malls.
I couldn't agree with him more. I know what he's talking about. Those tourism hotels come stay in Jamaica,
right.
And those girls come out of the pool. Next thing you know, they show them in their suite at the hotel.
Well, he said it was a beer commercial. He said it was a beer commercial. He just wants to see about the beer.
Even worse, because what they're saying is alcohol, you lose your inhibitions, and thank you.
You drink our beer, and women will shove their naked
butts
in
your
face. By the
way, that settles it. I will not be drinking that beer.
No.
Because I don't want that kind of behavior.
It's crazy.
It is crazy, Dan. Hello, Jim. How are you?
I'm real good, Frank. First of all, I'm in the PM.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you got about a minute, I got a real good story about Schaefer, but if you don't have time, I don't want to start.
I always have time. I always have time for that.
Okay, well, I got a grandson. I got a lot of grandsons. I got 14 grandchildren. But anyway, one special grandchild. He's gone. He's been going to pharmacy school up in Kansas City, and coming home, he just got married. So he comes home every other week and sees his girlfriend and so forth. But, you know, I was real proud of him when he graduated, like, about 2 weeks ago. But in the winter, right towards the end of the winter, we had an ice storm.
Mm-hmm.
And right after I bought him this pretty nice Impala four-door, white, beautiful Chevrolet.
You're a good grandpa. You're a great
and
grandpa.
Something happened in the ice storm. I can't believe it. But right in the front center on the top of his hood, on the top of his car, in like a half of a basketball, the paint blew off.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I don't know if it was the speed and the ice or what happened. Anyway, make a long story short, I should go get an appraisal from the dealer where we got this. I know it's out of warranty. So he wants to fix it and also see how he's going to fix it. I thought I'd just play this game the right way. Mm. He went and he got a price, okay? The guy says, well, we're not going to paint that whole hood. It'll cost you too much money. But he gave him a price, which was, you know, almost $1,000. You know, we'll sand that. And he says, it's right near the line there in the windshield. But, you know, you got a little crack in your windshield. We might break the windshield taking it out. But if we do, that'll be an extra $200. And I says, okay, fine, Mike. That's what I wanted you to do. Now go to Schaefer. Have them say what they want to do to the car and ask them how they're going to fix it. We went and saw him. He talked to the guy. He said, oh, you got a little nick in your windshield. It might break when we take it out. He says, if we do, it just like the other guy, it'll cost you a little more money. He says, but I don't think we'll break it. And he says, and you know, there's only one way to fix this roof of this hood. It's a beautiful car. We've got to take the windshield out so there's no rust line there along the window where it meets the chrome. We've got to paint the whole top of this car.
And then we got a lot of
and
calls.
That's the only way to do it.
A lot of calls.
And he was only $200 higher than this damn dealer.
Well, there you go. That's a great.
So I said, you go get that done. He went and got that done. I saw the car Friday. You can't tell it was ever damaged.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that feedback, Jim.
Yeah, he did tell him he was aiming the paint, too, buddy.
Well, that's good. That's good. Jim, thank you for the story.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. It's a Jim twin spin. Here's another Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I got two things. First of all, it's a 270 southbound at Interstate 64. Well, I'm doing nothing right now. But we were doing 4 miles an hour a minute ago.
All right, 270 southbound where it jumps off onto 64 or 40, whichever you prefer. It's
yes.
At a standstill. Okay, thank you for that. What else?
And you were talking about black folk before. Whatever happened to four-lane white?
You know what?
I never hear him calling
No. He called here about three, 4 days ago, end of last week, and he called at 3 minutes till six, and we were just getting ready to get off there, and I didn't have time to talk to him. But I had a long talk with Lane about a week ago. We had a nice, long, like 45-minute conversation and got caught up. No, he's doing well. He's retired. He doesn't drive anymore, and we'll get him on the air here pretty soon.
Yeah, well, get him on the air, because ask him if he wants to be a Teamster biker, because I know he's a biker.
Yes, he's still a biker. All right.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
All right.
Hi, Jim.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Hey, you want to be in?
Thank you.
I like the way he talks.
Yeah.
You can tell when a guy's a biker or a trucker by the way he talks. One more quick one, then we'll take a break.
No,
I think I got time for this. Let's go to, I can't, okay, I'll stop.
Joe Scott. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Frank.
Afternoon.
I loved your description at the casino, and you're absolutely correct. These people that rub the machine. Now, there's a great way to anger those people.
I don't want to anger them because I think they're crazy.
Yeah.
Well, this guy was sitting next to me, and he was hitting the glass so hard.
No, I've seen that. And you think you're going to break it.
So, yeah, and I'm sitting there, and I was sitting there 5 minutes, and it just I said, I got to get away from this guy. So I played a couple more hands. I hit for 1,000. You know, not a big deal. I didn't go jump up and down. And he looks over at me. He says, well, you're awful lucky. I said, yep, apparently I am. And I said, you hitting that glass there? He said, yeah. I said, how's that working for you?
Yeah, thank
you. And then I walked away.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it has to really frost a guy like that when all his superstitious gyrations and movements don't do anything, and the guy next to him doesn't do any of it, and he wins.
You got to
rethink all that.
You should have told him that, my good luck charm is somebody next to me pounding the glass on their machine.
Thanks. I didn't want him pounding on me either.
No, that's the thing. These people might be crazy, some of them. So
I love the old people at the bingo with all the troll dolls. And I haven't gone into bingo for a long, long time. Mainly due to the smoking,
yeah.
And maybe they have bingo-free smoking now, but it
Same they have thing. Smoke-free all the bingo.
No, they have bingo-free smoking. I've seen it. No bingo, yeah. Just smoking.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
We have that here outside.
Yeah, we got it outside the building here. Bingo-free smoking. You can go out there and smoke. No bingo.
You're right.
Hey, Scott.
That's a good one, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, we knew what he meant. But yeah. Our job is to make fun of people.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we do. Holly, how are you holding up?
I'm doing well.
Okay. I'm going to try not to be flirty with you. But I will continue the sexual harassment.
I was going to say, I thought we were doing sexual harassment.
Yeah, because I could tell. You see the disappointed look on her?
Yeah.
When I say I won't be flirty?
No.
What?
Yeah, thank you. Let's talk about the sun and solar energy and how. Is the sun out?
Yeah.
It's out. It finally came out. It was out earlier today. It was almost out by the time I got home from the casino. That's how late I was. It's free. The sun is. There's a song. It's an old song. Older people know it. The best things in life are free. And the sun is one of the best things in life, and it's free. But the converting it to electricity is not free. You have to have solar panels, and you have somebody you have to install them and all that stuff. And solar panels aren't inexpensive, but they really are, because you're not going to pay even half the price of the solar panels. North American Solar will show you. Here's another thing that's interesting to me. When we started doing this North American Solar about, I don't know, 6 months ago, there was not one advertiser talking about solar panels.
No.
And now we have three of them.
Hmm.
And all of a sudden, they're in the solar business. Let me tell you, just like anything else, do your homework. And I've seen what North American Solar gives to potential customers, people who are in. I've seen the printout. I've seen how every single little aspect, every kilowatt, every dollar, every hour of sunlight, how it converts into huge savings. They do a wonderful job presenting you with the numbers and the statistics as they apply to your house or business, especially business. Businesses save a fortune by putting in solar panels. I mean, look at companies that where their electric bill every month is $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, and they cut that by more than half. Are you kidding? That's a tremendous saving. So if you want to know about solar, you can go to a company that just decided to start selling it when they heard us talking about North American Solar, or you can get a hold of North American Solar at north-americansolar.com. Let them put the numbers down on paper as it pertains to your home or business. Wait till you see how little it takes to get into it and how much you're going to save over the next few decades. north-americansolar.com.
Is your name Bill Smith?
Sure is.
Do you have brown eyes?
Yep, I do.
Is your credit card maxed out?
I don't think so.
Ah! Ever missed a bill payment?
No!
Ah! Ever take a pen from your office?
No, never! No, please stop! Ah!
Ever feel like most stores go a little too far with credit checks? Next time, shop Rent-A-Center and get the brands you want without a credit check. See store for details. No credit check or credit required. Refers to rental purchase transactions.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.